Hey, this is Tim McKernan, and I am here with Seth Goldkamp of Design Air Heating and Cooling, and I have been a longtime Design Air client. What separates you guys from everybody else?
It's becoming more common for companies to just get their foot in the door. They try to come up with different ways to upsell. They try to see how much they can make off of a customer as opposed to, hey, we're in there to do a service. We're going to do it well. We're going to do it for a fair price.
I don't know how many emails I have received from our listeners who experienced the incredible customer service Design Air Heating and Cooling provides. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling online at designairservice.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me and what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
Look for it. Every day has cause for celebration. Celebrate a friend for their promotion, baby wedding, life thing. Celebrate yourself for keeping the couch warm. It's no easy feat, especially if it's a big couch. Or maybe you just want to celebrate living in 2023, where you can get beer, wine, and spirits delivered from Drizzly in under 60 minutes without leaving said couch. So download the Drizzly app or go to drizzly.com. That's drizly.com and get your favorite drinks delivered today.
Norman, let's pause this surgery.
What, doctor?
And hurry to the Xfinity Hello 2023 sale.
Now through January 10th, learn how to get $500 back when you get Xfinity Internet and two lines of Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com/Hello2023. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Internet required.
Hot takes.
Pepperoncini. Pepperoncini.
And now the Pepper and Genie Show with Darren Adkins and Ken Stroh. All right, take it, fellas.
There it is. That's the open.
Okay.
Okay is right. Okay. Time for Pepper and Genie. On this Thursday, kind of overcast, but I think most of the storms are...
Sun's kind of coming out.
Yeah, done. Big storms. We're still having a spitting here or there today, but this all goes through, and tomorrow's going to be nice. 90, and then weekend... low 90s, but sunny. So, weekend's coming. It's going to be nice. Today, before we start on the topic, it's still amazing to me, having done this for 30 years, Jackson, I've gotten to know a lot of people.
Yep.
In the industry.
Sure.
Just, I don't think there's a host anywhere that's, I don't know them.
Mm-hmm.
They obviously know about me, but, it's just amazing to me, like, every day at Hubbard. I mean, I walked into the kitchen a little while ago. There's Donnie Fandango talking to Hewlett. In comes Riz. I mean, just legends all over the place.
Right.
And I do get kind of giddy. I mean, I'm still a lemming to a lot of these guys. And, yeah. You know, I'm sure they admire me.
And there's like, I mean, geez, Close and Hewlett were doing, and Favaz have been doing all that when you were young.
Yeah.
They're your childhood heroes, essentially.
You know, Favaz younger than me, but. Hewlett and Close and I about the same age, so I was listening to Hewlett when I was growing up.
Right.
I mean, he was doing it damn near as a teenager.
Yeah, seriously.
But it is kind of cool just walk around here and see so many people that are legends in this business that you get to hang out with and see every day. Now, they probably feel the same way about me.
Right.
Riz will probably go on a show tomorrow and say, God, you know, just hanging out with legends like Iggy in the kitchen. Right. I mean, it's just so cool.
I think Hewlett actually has a wrap-up show podcast where he praises you.
Does he?
Exclusively.
Okay, these guys don't even know I exist. But it's kind of cool to see that every day. Just, you know, and they're just, hey, what up, Riz? Hey, you, man, what's up?
Yep.
But anyway, today's topic, and I thought of this as I was outside. Now, who am I bullshitting? I thought of it as I turned on the mic, as you turned on the mic. But when I accepted the challenge from Doug that, yeah, I think I could throw 68, there's things you do that you think you can do because you did it as a young kid. You played baseball all your life. 68 is no big deal. I can do it. Things you think as you get older, things that you think you can still do that you don't even think about it until there's no way I can do that. I said it this morning. Like, I see a very attractive 25-year-old Starbucks or something that she says hi. I think, yeah, maybe I'll ask her out. What the fuck are you thinking? There's no way she's going out with you. You're 65 years old.
Right.
But you think, I can probably still get her.
Right.
So there's things you think you can still do, and then there's no way. You know, and you're still young, but maybe things you did as a kid that now that you're in your 20s and think, I can still do that, and say, I can't do that, or I can't believe I tried to do that, or I can't believe I did that. That's something I would do as a kid. I can't believe I did that now.
The first thing that comes to mind for me personally is my senior year of high school was the first time I ever dunked a basketball. Did in practice. I've been trying for a year or two before that, getting really close. Palming the ball was an issue for me, but I finally stuffed one. After that, I was getting it. I realized the rhythm I needed. It was doing it somewhat, you know, I could do it. I could pull that one out of the bag. I had to be using my right hand, though, and usually coming from the left side so I could go across the rim. It was easier for me that way. And it was rim grazing. It wasn't anything like I was jamming it down. I was dunking it, but it was not anything impressive. It's like there's a classic, like, 6-foot white guy dunk. Like, you know, gets it over the rim, but he's not, you know, there's no tomahawk action.
It kind of bobbles off the top and goes in.
Well, I mean, it would go through pretty clean, but it wasn't like I was tomahawking it. It was a rim grazer. And so, you know, after that, you know, in high school, we're practicing basketball 6 days a week. You know, you're eating school lunches. I was like probably like a $1.55, $1.60, like hollow bones, like a bird, like just skin and bones, really. And then you go to college and you drink beer and you put on 10 pounds or so. And that's what happened to me. And so, like, my senior year of high school or college rolls around, I was like, I wonder if I can still poke it. I wonder if I can still do it. So, warm ups of a intramural game for my fraternity in college, I still did it. I still poked. It was even uglier than it was in high school, but I got it down. It was one where I pulled the rim down pretty hard and it went in. I don't think I could still do it because I probably gained 5 pounds, 5 or 6 pounds since my senior year of college, maybe even more. So if I dropped like 5 pounds, I think I could still do it.
That's just a matter of getting up. You're tall enough, but you still have to be able to jump. And
it's not even because essentially what they say for dunking a basketball is you got to get your wrist above the rim because that way you can get your whole hand down. But then you still have to basically palm the basketball.
I can never palm a ball.
I can palm it, but it's tough to get it palmed and all in one motion. That was always I was always getting up high enough to do it. It was just palming it and squeezing it down. But that I've kind of figured out a way to do it. It's kind of cheating. Like, I don't think I could ever do it in game because I would palm it and not really dribble. I would just run. I could dribble and do it, but so I think, and I've been running a lot recently, so I think I will get down to 5 or 6, maybe even a little bit more pounds in the next month and a half or so, and I'll try it again. But that's like the one thing that comes to mind.
I still think, and probably not, because I retired from bowling like 5 years ago. And when I retired, I was still in the high 2-teens, 220s, something like that. And I've not picked up a ball. I haven't gone with the family for a night of bowling. I haven't bowled a gobble bowl. I haven't thrown a ball. I think I gave most of my balls away. That I think if I got out there and practiced for like 10 minutes, turned the lanes on, I could shoot 240.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. I think I could.
I bet you could.
But not bowling for 5 years, and the timing would be off, and the steps, and, you know, I'm at the foul line, I'm only in my fourth step, and I can't hook the ball like I used to. It usually comes to sports, things you could do younger that you think, I'm still in fairly decent shape.
Yeah.
You know, not great shape, but I'm still in decent shape for a guy my age. Yeah, probably couldn't do it.
I bet if you bowl the 3-game set, by the third game you get over 240.
It depends if I practice a few days ahead of time, not just turn the lanes on for 10 minutes practice. I'm ready to go. I'd probably have to practice for a couple days just to get back in the rhythm and things like that.
Don't you think those maybe 2 games beforehand would kind of get you back in the rhythm a little bit?
No, because in a game is different than practicing. Practicing, I can work on things. And once you start a game, you're trying to bowl the best you can, so you're not really... The only thing you differently in bowling as you go on is, you know, move. If lanes are breaking down, you move left. And you're just changing positions on the lane.
Uh-huh.
You're not really changing technique. And, I'm not coming through the ball right. You don't do that in game.
Right.
But for not throwing a ball for over 5 years, I'd have to work on something.
Throw some stones at Gobble Bowl this year. Play one game at Gobble Bowl.
I got too much to do.
Yeah, you do. I've seen you there. You're working hard.
Well, it's if I could find somebody just to do the tickets, I could just walk around and mingle all day.
Right.
I see. I got done with it last year, and I saw Alvin Mack on my way out. And I said, oh, when'd you get here? I've been here since 11:30. I have not seen you.
Shout out Alvin Mack for dropping off all the jug gun and the catcher's mitt and the tape measure thing to run it out. He dropped that off to me yesterday.
Yeah, we'll do that tomorrow when it'll be sunny.
Do you still have a ball and shoes?
Oh, yeah. I have two pair of bowling shoes. Mm-hmm. I have one ball. I have two balls. I have my spare ball. But I have my favorite ball. I have my high road.
And so I think if, give you 3 or 4 days beforehand to get out there and practice a little bit, I think you could very much still throw 240.
Oh, maybe that'll be our next challenge.
Is it kind of, I feel like it's kind of like riding a bike. Like once you get back in the swing of things.
It is.
Whereas golf can, it really takes. Like if you were to not play golf for 5 years, it would take a while to get knock those cobwebs off.
Yeah. In the 5 years, too, my eyesight is, I mean, it's not like I can't see.
Right.
But it's, Doc told me, Biondo said, you just cataract surgery in about 6 months.
Yeah.
And he says it takes like 15 minutes. And
probably really easy. Is it reading stuff like on your phone that's difficult or seeing things that are far away?
Well, it's some of the times now it's to the point where I'm closing my left eye
because
my right eye is my dominant eye.
Sure.
So like when I'm playing this golf rival, I'm playing it on my phone. And some of these shots, depending on what club you hit, and this is going to sound stupid to people, but the arrow goes quicker.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you have a little wedge shot, it goes slower depending on your club. The fairway, it goes a little quicker, and you got to hit it right when it gets to the middle.
Right.
And I find myself closing my left eye and doing it with my right eye. So that. On the golf course, I don't see a ball that goes over 180 yards. I don't know where it's at.
Yeah.
And bowling is, hand-eye coordination. I'm looking, I'm not just throwing it. I'm looking at a board.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not looking at an area.
Yeah.
If I want to try to throw it over second arrow, I'm looking at 10th board.
Sure.
With your eyesight. Yeah. Christ, I hit six.
Right.
Yeah. So it's the eyesight, too.
You might need, like, a caddy of some sort.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of things that I thought I could do. I've already mentioned the girl thing.
Yeah, with basketball, which is what I play basketball.
It's probably a terrible topic.
No, it's fine.
Because you're only 20-something, so it's
yeah,
like, I can't eat peanut butter like I do as a four-year-old.
No, but, in basketball, growing up, I literally played year-round all the time. Every summer, basketball camps. After basketball camp, every damn high school in town, I went to their camp. And then once I got to high school, it was play in the winter, play AAU in the summer and school in June, and then fall workouts and getting back into it. That's all I did was play basketball. And so, after high school, I thought in college, and so I'd still go play a ton in college, and it was a lot easier for me because I wouldn't have to worry about, being on the team, I was never worried about making the team. It was just, when you're in a team environment, especially in, high school, wins and losses mean something, whereas intramurals, man, I would just chuck it up, man. I didn't give a fuck. If I came down and I thought I was open, I was going to shoot it. And it became a lot more fun in that sense.
That's how you average 26 in intramurals. You just shoot. That's all I did.
You got to shoot. Yeah,
I don't think I had an assist the entire season.
Well, and you were doing this. This was pre-3-point line, too. So,
yeah, we didn't
count. Average that many, you had to really get the ball up in the air.
We didn't count three-pointers.
Well, there was no three-point line, was there?
Yeah, it was just throw it to me. And no, we didn't have 3 points back then. Just throw it to me and I'm shooting. Or I'm going to drive and try to, because I was tiny. I couldn't drive. I'd be stuffed.
Yeah.
So I just get the ball and shoot. Something I can't do, I think a lot of people, once they get older, maybe they can do it better as they get older. I can't drink like I used to.
Mm-hmm.
When I was younger, every night we were out.
Yeah.
There's not a night we didn't go out. Mm-hmm. Let's just stay home. No, we were either on the Admiral drinking, we were on Clay Morgan's every night drinking, we're down on the Landing every night drinking. Every night we were out. Monday through Sunday, we went out.
This is when you were...
I mean, I'm talking into my 30s. I mean, when I was in...
So this is like the Breckenridge years.
Yeah. And even after that, Bermuda years. It was like out every night.
Yeah.
And I could drink, and not just get drunk, but I mean, I could drink, 4 or 5 vodka tonics.
Mm-hmm.
If I go out now and I have like 2 beers, I have a headache. I do. I don't get drunk. I just... God, I got a fucking headache for 2 beers.
How often do you think you drink now?
Hardly at all.
Really? Maybe a Friday night scotch?
If it's a nice night out, it's usually, either scotch or I'll open a bottle of wine.
Yeah. Red or white?
Yeah, I can't just depends on the season. Yeah. Wintertime, usually Chardonnay. Or summertime, I'll have a nice Chardonnay. Wintertime, a nice Cabernet.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, a beer. But I can't just, like, be on the golf course and drink 9 or 10 beers or 8 beers. And no. And when I go out, I never get... The last time I got drunk was probably Hito.
Really?
Yeah. That
would have been, what, 10 years ago?
Longer than that. I just don't drink a lot. When I do, it's just, like, socially. We go out to dinner and, you know, like, at family game night, I'll probably have 2 beers.
Yeah.
Or if my brother brings over a bottle of wine, have some wine. I'll drink a glass of wine. I'll have a headache.
Yeah.
Drinking now just gives me a headache for some reason.
No, I mean...
Doesn't matter what I drink. Any kind of alcohol, I just get a headache.
How much water are you drinking a day?
Oh, I drink a lot of water.
Yeah, that's the key. Drinking water before and after drinking is the key.
Yeah, I drink a lot of water. Like, just, I'm in the kitchen. I open the refrigerator.
Glass of water,
Just go ahead and guzzle. I have 3 Gatorade bottles that, not the big ones. What are the normal ones? Were they 16 ounces?
I 16 guess ounces would be a normal size Gatorade.
All right. I have 3 empty Gatorade bottles that I've kept, and I just fill them with water.
Uh-huh.
I don't drink bottled water. And I fill them up, and then I put them in the refrigerator. So yeah. When I finish one, I'll probably go through 1.5 a day, fill it up, put it in the back. So I have 2 cold ones. By the time I get to that one, it's going to be cold. I just have 3 of them filled up every day.
Yeah.
So I drink a lot of water, but just I can't drink like I used to. If I would just go out and tie one on, there's no way. I mean, I'd have a splitting headache. I'd be in bed. I'd probably sleep for 12 hours. I'd be nothing but mush the next day. So I can't drink like I used to.
There's like a very defined pocket of drinking where like I want to be right there. Like if I go a little over it, then I'll be in bad shape. Under it, it's just no point to a sense. There's like this right pocket. It's like 4 or 5 mixed drinks maybe or 4 or 5 beers and a mixed drink, and I'll get right in that pocket, and I'll be great, and I won't be hungover in the morning. I go one more drink over it or one. It's always shots that get me. So like if I go out with my buddies and we're having a night, we're in Soulard. I have, I'm on my 4th drink. I'm like, all right, this is right where I'm going to be in the pocket. If I get one more drink, I'll still be okay. If I get one more beer, I'll still be okay if I take it slow. And then it's always someone's like, all right, let's just do 1 tequila shot. And it's like, oh my God. And that will put me over and then I'll be in bad shape. Because when I drink and I go out, I drink quickly. Like I drink. We pregame, and it's like take a couple pulls out of some vodka or something, and you do that quickly, and then you get to the bar, and you get 2 drinks, and you drink those quickly. And now it's starting to set in, and then you got to take it slow after that. If I start drinking real quickly and I get on to 4 or 5 too quickly, then I'll be in bad shape. But if I take my time and I get right in that pocket, I'll be in good shape. But I assume that'll deteriorate as time goes on.
Yeah, and now when I drink, it's because I enjoy what I'm drinking.
Right. When you were younger, it was just
Drank just to get drunk. I mean, right. You have a vodka tonic. All you basically taste is tonic.
Yeah. Well, if you put a lime in there, you just taste lime.
So you have to drink 5 or 6 to get enough vodka to get drunk.
Mm-hmm.
But all you're tasting is tonic.
Right.
Now, drink wine. I drink a really good, not that I'm bragging, but I drink a really good wine that tastes good.
Yeah.
I'll drink a good scotch because I love the taste of a good scotch. So I'm drinking it, and I'm also enjoying it.
Yeah.
I'm not drinking to get drunk.
Yeah, I've just now started to get into wine. It took me a long time, but I had red wine a couple weeks ago, a bottle with dinner with someone, and it was really, really good. So I think I'm going to start getting into wine more because I've been a beer guy. Like I'm a big beer guy. I love beer, and so now I'm trying to get into wine a little bit because it's like you go to an Italian restaurant like. I don't know if it's Hoosier or not, but it feels kind of Hoosier to be like eating a nice Italian dinner and having a beer. Not Hoosier per se, but it just feels wrong.
Well, it depends. If you're at a steakhouse and you order a stag.
Yeah, that's but steakhouse is different. Like having and it still feels a little wrong, but like an Italian restaurant, like you should be having some wine. I feel like that's the right move.
What I don't understand is, Elsie, my dad used to do this. I drink coffee in the morning and then I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
I drink 2 cups here, and I may go out and fill it up 3 times. But I'm actually dumping half of it out.
Right,
it's cold and getting fresh.
I'm usually 2 cups a day.
Yeah, and I'm done. My mom and dad would drink coffee all day. And my dad would be at the bowling alley, and he'd get an order of French fries and a cup of coffee.
Yeah, ugh.
Like,
God,
and then my mom would go out to dinner, and, she'd have a petite filet and asparagus and a cup of coffee.
Ugh.
Like, God, you guys drink coffee with... How can you drink coffee with the meal?
Yeah, that's...
After the meal, I would, Strode Family Game Night Friday. I think we're just going to do Emos. So we'll have a few glasses of wine. We'll eat some Emos and a salad. Then we'll sit down to play games. And I'll make a cup of coffee. Because every once in a while, I'll drink a cup of coffee after dinner.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
But with dinner?
Yeah. That
I mean, I'm going to take a piece of medium rare steak and then have a sip of coffee.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
Oh, it's not Hoosier. It's just disgusting.
This is odd. But yeah.
My mom would go to bed, you know, because, you know, after we grew up a little bit and she'd have to stay at home with all the kids, she took a job just to stay busy. And so she'd go to work and she'd go to bed at like 10 o'clock and she'd be drinking coffee at 9:30.
Yeah, I can't.
And she'd go right to sleep. And like, how do you do that?
It's just a huge caffeine tolerance. I that same night I drank the wine, I had an espresso after dinner. Really,
I can't drink espresso. It's just too strong.
Oh, I liked it a lot. But sometimes like my move would be like when I worked at the movie theater in Columbia, we wouldn't get off till midnight or so. And by that time, bars are closing in an hour. So I wasn't planning on getting drunk. So sometimes we'd just go to like a diner and I would do a cup of decaf. Cup of decaf. Because it's not necessarily that like I wanted caffeine. I just like the warm feeling coffee gives me, like that warm feeling in your stomach and your throat. Because especially in the winter, like it just feels good.
Now what you do is either put a little shot of Bailey's in there or a shot of Frangelica in your coffee.
Frangelica. Is that a liqueur?
Yeah, it's a very sweet kind of. I'm trying to think.
Kind of like Kahlua.
No, I'm trying to think what the hazelnut.
Okay. Yeah, I like hazelnut coffee.
That's
like.
I think that's what Frangelica is. Hazelnut. Yeah, it's just good with coffee. Same with Bailey's. Bailey's is good in coffee.
Yeah, that's an Irish coffee is what they call that.
Yeah, well, Irish coffee would be a shot of Jameson in your coffee with a little whipped cream and a little creme de menthe on top.
Creme de menthe.
Creme de menthe. And other thing, we'll land it here because it's a pretty stupid topic I came up with, sorry. obviously, as you get older, I can't eat like I used to.
Right.
I mean, I eat dinner. That's all I eat. I don't eat breakfast. I don't eat lunch. Every once in a while, I may sit in front of the TV if I'm watching TV at like 11 or 12. I have Fritos, something like that.
Sure.
But I can't just like make a big bologna sandwich and macaroni and cheese. I won't eat dinner.
Uh-huh.
But depending on what I eat, I never had this problem. I still have, my metabolism is pretty good. Our family's had a pretty, my mom weighed like 80 pounds.
Uh-huh.
My dad was like 5'9", weighed about 140.
Yeah.
So the family metabolism, and I've gotten that, right? I haven't really gained a ton of weight. But if I sit down and just eat like a pig for dinner, four pieces of meatloaf, mashed potatoes, some green beans for dinner, peach cobbler, I'm going to have an ice cream bar. I mean, when I get up, I can't see my dick. Then you think, I never had that problem before. I mean, I was just like flat stomach. No matter what I ate, it was just a flat stomach. Even my last few years of Hedo, I was still... I could walk around there and know that I'm not embarrassing myself because I got a flat stomach. And now, at the Hedo, I'd eat dinner and I'd go to the pool the next day and be like, where's my dick? I can't see my dick. My stomach is way out here. And it goes away after. But I can't eat like I used to.
Right, yeah. And I think that's just with age. But eating one meal a day certainly helps. Just eating one meal.
Yeah. And people say, well, it's because you smoke and you just, no, I for the longest time, I can never remember eating breakfast as a kid, but as I got older, I never ate breakfast and really never ate lunch. If somebody invited me to lunch, hey, let's go have lunch, you know, we'll do that, but I'll just sit down and eat lunch.
Yeah.
It was always dinner for some reason. I just didn't get hungry.
Well, that makes sense. I've been with you in the lunchtime situation where we're sitting down and people order and you say, no, I'm good.
I'm just not hungry.
Yeah.
But if I do eat lunch, I'm not eating dinner.
Really? So if you have lunch, you won't eat anything after that lunch.
No, my dinner will be dessert.
So you'll have dessert.
Have like, my thing now is Häagen-Dazs bars with almonds.
Are those like do they have a stick in them or are they like a Klondike bar thing?
No, they're sticks.
Okay.
And I don't like the Häagen-Dazs without the nuts, but with the almonds, I love the Häagen-Dazs.
That's fair.
So
Häagen-Dazs makes good ice cream.
Yeah, I was doing the cooking show last night. I said, let's see what's in Iggy's freezer. And it's just like seven boxes of Häagen-Dazs.
You like what you like.
Yeah, and six lobster tails on the left.
Yeah, that's a hell of a freezer.
Yeah, and a bunch of French fries on the door. And
there you go.
I think there was some frozen pretzels in there. I love the frozen pretzels. You stick them in the microwave for like 40 seconds.
What are you dipping in those bad boys?
Every once in a while, mustard.
Yeah.
But I don't even put the salt on mine.
Yellow mustard?
Yeah.
Oh, no. We got to get you on some. You like Dijon?
I like Dijon on certain things, but.
Stone ground?
Yeah, but it's usually just plain. Yeah, pretzel. I will put mustard on my potato chips, though.
You know, Salt and Smoke has the best mustard. It's this like Carolina mustard barbecue sauce. I put it on everything. It's so fucking good. Oh, my God. I took home, like, 3 bottles of it after trivia night. I'm set for life, baby.
Yeah, I was going to take some of their barbecue sauce home.
It's great sauce.
Let the listeners have it.
Yeah, for sure.
There you go. There's a topic that really was just so fucking boring. But we went off topic and came up with things to talk about.
I thought it was a good podcast. Do you want to guess the time?
I'm going to say 19 minutes.
Should have said that before I looked on this, because if I switch off of this current situation, the music will stop, so I won't do it. But I think it was like 22 minutes.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, well, we got 22 minutes out of it. All right, we'll be back at it again tomorrow. Tomorrow we may just we'll be doing Pepper and Genie before I throw the baseball.
It'll be like we'll do like a little pregame.
We'll do
interview.
A preview.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get
you,
man. Maybe you, man, will stop in, because I was talking to you, man, in the break room, and he said, I don't think you can throw 68. He says, I would like to come out and do it too, because I want to see if I can do 68.
Yeah.
And UMass still does some over 50,
great,
over 60
yeah.
baseball stuff. So maybe he'll come in tomorrow and we'll talk over that. If not, we'll recap it Monday.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow for the Friday edition of Pepper and Genie right here. Jackson filling in for Plowsy, doing a great job.
Thanks, brother.
Iggy, back tomorrow right here. TMA STL, Hubbard Radio. Talk to you tomorrow.
Norman, we need to pause this surgery.
What, doctor?
Well, we need to hurry to the Xfinity Hello 2023 sale. New Xfinity customers can get fast, reliable internet and add 2 lines of Xfinity Mobile to get $500 back for a limited time.
That's amazing, Doc.
I know. I don't want to miss this deal. Let's reschedule.
Doc?
Drop everything. Get to the Xfinity Hello 2023 sale now through January 10th. Go to Xfinity.com/Hello2023 to learn more. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Internet required for Xfinity Mobile.